This is the SearchSecurity.com Threat Monitor podcast for June 3rd, 2008. In these semi-monthly recordings, SearchSecurity.com contributors offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Maggie Wright. The Windows Registry can be a helpful tool for professionals looking to investigate employee activity or track the whereabouts of important corporate files. In this tip, contributor Ed Skudis explains how investigators and administrators can interact with the registry to analyze a compromised system and unveils several reg commands that can be used to query important corporate information. And now, for this week's edition of Threat Monitor, Windows Registry Forensics Guide, Investigating Hacker Activities, written by Ed Skudis. When analyzing a compromised Windows system, investigators and system administrators can glean useful information about attackers' actions by looking through the Windows Registry, a database storing tens of thousands of settings on a modern Windows box. Whether an outside attacker compromised the box, an inside employee engaged in evil activities, or malware inexplicitly infected the machine, the Windows Registry contains wonderful gems of information for investigators. In this tip, we'll look at what information investigators can gather about user activity via the registry. Next month, we'll focus on how investigators can pull useful registry information associated with the overall operating system. Interacting with the registry. While there are several ways for investigators to interact with the registry, two of the most useful are the built-in regedit GUI-based tool and the reg command line tool. For this article, we'll focus on the reg command, but also provide some information on where the regedit GUI can be helpful. The reg command allows users to view, update, import, and export registry key values. But our focus here is on recovering useful forensics evidence, so we'll zoom in on using the reg command to query important information from the registry. Determining what users have been up to. The Windows Registry is stored into hives, which are big sections devoted to particular aspects of the machine. The HKCU hive stores information about the currently logged on user. Suppose the bad guy is a user, perhaps an evil employee who is sitting at the local console of a machine and walked away, or a remote attacker who compromised the system to control its GUI remotely. Such attackers may have used the Windows GUI to start programs or commands on the machine by going to Start, Run, and then typing the name of the programs to run. Windows records the most recent 26 commands executed in this fashion by the current user in the registry. For example, an investigator could see that an attacker ran sol.exe, the Windows solitaire game, followed by cmd.exe command shell. The attacker may then have launched the lusrmgr.msc GUI to add or remove users, or the services.msc control panel to alter service configuration. Please note that the history information in this portion of the registry stores only those items typed into start run. Further, the command shell history of a cmd.exe is not stored in the registry either, and the commands aren't stored in chronological order. But still, the start run history can be quite helpful to investigators if the attacker controlled the machine's GUI. Another nearby setting in the registry that is immensely useful to investigators is the recent docs value, which shows the names of recent documents opened by the user currently logged onto the system. These documents are stored by extension type, such as doc for Word files or PPT for PowerPoint files. Unfortunately, the file paths and document names are stored in raw binary values. Thus, the reg command line tool will spit out a bunch of hex values without showing their translation into human-readable text. Instead of using the reg command, the regedit GUI will convert these binary values by double-clicking on a specific setting. Ed Skudis will discuss more about Windows Registry Forensics after a quick word from SearchSecurity.com.
You may not know it yet, but integration is the future. A recent TechTarget survey of nearly 1,000 IT professionals revealed that the integration of network and security operations centers has clearly become a top priority for most organizations. Thankfully, the latest lesson from SearchSecurity.com's Integration of Networking and Security School offers an inside look at the processes involved with merging network and security operations. Learn how SIEMs can enable better enterprise policy enforcement, how to deal with skeptical executives, and much more. Check out this networking security integration lesson and many others at searchsecurity.com/netsec. That's searchsecurity.com/netsec.
Additional droppings from user activity stored in the registry are associated with Internet Explorer. In the registry, an investigator can glean significant information about where the user made the machine surf by typing in a URL, possibly making the system access pornography or other nefarious sites. It's important to note the limitations of the values stored under this portion of the registry. The typed URL's value will not show full browser history, such as search engine queries. However, the typed URL's output is highly useful for investigators trying to determine the motivation of a suspect. It's a good sign that a user desired to make a system access a given site if he or she deliberately typed the URL into the browser. Another spot in the registry that is useful for investigators is associated with WinVNC Viewer, a tool used for remotely controlling the GUI of other systems. When a user invokes the VNC viewer to connect to and control another machine, WinVNC stores the system name or IP address. Thus, investigators can have a history of machines that an attacker accessed to control their GUIs viewable. As we've seen, the registry acts like a log for a lot of actions taken by the currently logged on user of a machine. In these brief tips, we cover some of the most useful areas to analyze. But I'd like to encourage readers to perform their own explorations of the registry to find items useful to investigators. Pop open regedit.exe and look around inside of HKCU, digging for gold that might help unravel a forensics investigation mystery. In next month's tip, we'll look into the HKLM portion of the registry to find useful information about what the overall system has been up to. That concludes this week's edition of SearchSecurity.com's Threat Monitor podcast. You can also download more of our podcasts by viewing www.searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for listening.